the Saturday Light Brigade, and I am so glad you're here. You picked the most incredible day to be here today. You know, we had Ella at the age of 6 listening to the Hillel Quartet, if you were able to be here with us in our last half hour. They're still here, too, getting ready to listen to our next two musical guests. And Slim Forsythe came by to sing a little bit. And here in studio is my friend of 30-plus years, Ann Feeney. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
It's so I'm just thrilled that you're here today. And
it's nice to be out of the house.
And you brought a playmate who I'm sort of half meeting or have half
right.
met.
Well, actually, I'll introduce you and our studio audience and our listeners at home to my friend Adam Moss, who is also known as Pickles. In fact, if you call him Adam Pickles Moss, he's the only person I know whose name is a complete sentence.
Adam Pickles Moss. That's true. But it all works out well.
Adam has come by to visit me. He lives in Boston and Austin, and he is a founding member, or an early member anyway, of Green Mountain Grass, a fantastic quartet that will be featured at the Old Settlers Festival and lots of other places this summer. And right now he's touring with our friend Aeneas Mitchell, who has a fantastic show. It's Persephone, isn't it?
It's called Hadestown.
Hadestown.
I think we played something by Aeneas Mitchell very early this morning, but my memory stops. It there's like a 3-hour loop now that just overwrites itself every.
Well, Aeneas is fabulous. She's marvelously talented. All the Green Mountain Grass kids pick up different projects in the winter when the festival season's not in full swing.
Well, let me tell you something as you're listening. You know, there once was this woman. There still is, named Ann Feeney, who I met.
This sounds like a limerick.
Yeah, really. There once was a woman named Ann who had many an adoring fan. I'm good with the Sextepper radio stuff, but I'm going to have to be careful here.
Right.
And Ann, gosh, you know, has done so much to fight for justice and rights and fair treatment of so many people. And I'll never forget the day that you started to do it all the time, like full time, as if you weren't doing it full time before. But, you know, 30-some years ago, and on the road you went, and people all over the world know this woman who, you know, is a little Irish girl from Pittsburgh.
Well, I'll tell you, that was never driven more home to me than since I got sick, because I have seriously like a lawn and leaf bag that's just overflowing with cards from everywhere, from Denmark, from Sweden, from England, from Northern Ireland, as if there were such a place, and from the Republic of Ireland, of course, from Canada and pretty much every state in the Union. It's so heartening to and an awful lot of the cards that I got were not get well cards. They were thank you cards. Thank you for coming to my picket line. Thank you for coming to my rally, to my strike in 1986. I mean, it's just been very, to the extent that I might have had any doubts about whether or not I made a good so-called career choice, I have definitely come to feel very grateful for the opportunities I've had in my life.
Well, and I was sort of alluding to this when we were talking outside, and I didn't say it that directly, mostly because I was sort of half listening to what was going on over the air, half talking to a little kid, and half talking to you. It gets really too many windows get open. But, it was about 6 years ago that I decided it's time to retire from my traditional job and focus full time on this. And I really thought so much about you doing that, which goes back, you know, a ways.
That's kind of like taking the net out.
Yeah.
It's like, woohoo! Yeah, it's
and
a little exciting.
It's, I have no regrets whatsoever, but, you know, it's really something when you try to do that. And it actually made me, as I did that, start to think more about the courage, you know, you had in doing it. And Ann's mentioning all of these people. Because anywhere where somebody is fighting for justice, there's a little bit of Ann Feeney there. It's just incredible. Her CDs, cassettes. You know, a lot of folks purchasing cassettes at rallies. It's just amazing. And I'm just glad you're here today.
Well, that's great. And I guess since people may not follow my life very closely, we should let them know. I was on tour in Sweden in August, and I was diagnosed with lung cancer. And I'm very lucky because lung cancer is usually the fastest growing and scariest cancer you can get. It's almost always fatal. But in my particular case, it looks like we caught it early enough that there could be a happy ending to this story. So except for being hairless, I'm actually my sweet old self, and I'm a little low on energy these days, but I expect my energy to return.
I think
along with my hair.
I know both will return. You know, Anne, I remember when you quit smoking 8 years ago.
At least.
Because I remember we were sitting together over at Carnegie Mellon having lunch with Kevin Amos, and we were talking about this. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I remember having lunch. I didn't realize I was trembling and detoxing.
Yeah. And Anne's recovery here is just, you know, so far so good.
So long before I got sick, my wonderful friends Lou and Peter Berryman and I had planned a little mini tour, and we were supposed to play in Cleveland together last night, which Lou and Peter did play in Cleveland last night, and then in Pittsburgh tonight, and then they were going to head east, and I was going to head down to the School of the Americas watch. So I have really been sidelined almost completely. In fact, I was cutting my fingernails all the way over here. I don't know if you remember. I never have fingernails. Never, ever.
Oh, yeah. How can you play?
But I've been so low energy since I got sick, I haven't touched my guitar. So I hope I still remember how to play this thing. I'm going to try to play a song tonight at the concert. So I'll insult your audience by giving them my unrehearsed rehearsal. And
Well, let me mention, tonight's concert will go on. I have the honor of emceeing it. Ricky will be there.
Yay!
And Lou and Peter Berryman are just, I don't know. I like to think of them as the Sonny and Cher because maritally it all works. They were married, and then they weren't married, and then they play together.
I was going to say, did Sonny and Cher work together after they split up?
I think they did.
It was always one of my favorite sentences from the Berryman's press kit. Their friendship survived a brief marriage.
Yeah. But they are funny as blazes. You know, they've been on all sorts of places. You know, NPR, A Prairie Home Companion. They tour everywhere. They've been compared to Tom Lehrer for their incisive songwriting. And so it's a great show. And what we're going to do with some of the proceeds, Anne would not allow Lou and Peter's expenses to not be covered, but some of the proceeds are going to go to a recovery fund because there isn't any disability coverage for somebody Anne's been sidelined for a while here, thankfully.
Unless you're in a symphony, I don't think there is such a thing as a paid sick day for a musician.
Yeah. And somebody just sent me a note that Ricky wanted me to read you. Oh, thanks for letting me know. Anne is there. Be sure to mention how we can contribute to her paid leave fund. If
you go to my website, it's easy to find the link to my blog. And on my blog, there's a PayPal donate button. And on my blog, that's also where all of my newsletters are archived. I send out one email a month. So if you'd like to stay in touch with me and find out what's going on in my life, let me recommend that you go to my website and sign up for my email list. But they're all archived on my blog, which is the Fellow Travelers Advisory. And my address is there 100 times if you don't want to do PayPal,
thanks.
If you want to send a check. And that's a very sweet thing for whoever wrote in.
Well, it was Craig in Macon, Georgia.
Really?
Online.
That's hilarious.
And he just finished a 5K for the local Peacemakers Camp Fund.
Fantastic.
And is very happy to have returned to find you here.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
You guys are going to do a song, huh?
Well, yes. And it's kind of ironic that this is the song we're going to do because Pickles and I played this song a lot last summer when we were on my Sing Out for Single Payer roadshow. And we took altogether, I think there was almost 70 musicians who rotated in and out of a traveling roadshow advocating single-payer health care. We started in La Jolla on my birthday on July 1st, and we finished in Bellingham on July 26th. And I think we did at least one show every day. There were quite a few shows, quite a few days where we did two and three shows. We did radio shows, television shows. It was just a wonderful way to raise awareness of the opportunity that that slipped through our fingers, as it turned out. But since this is now such a huge part of my life, I'm going to send this out to all the amazing nurses at Shadyside Hospital who have taken such fantastic care of me since I got sick. All right. I started to sing the wrong song. We're nursing as fast as we can. We're running with bandages and bedpans. Our patients are sicker, the discharges are quicker, the reasons are slicker why we can't afford more nurses who are nursing as fast as we can. More cuts in nursing are planned. Oh, our load isn't lighter, but the staffing is tighter, and we're nursing as fast as we can. I should send this out for Ricky. I feel I must apologize to you. You messed your bed and had to lie in doo-doo. Oy. I was very busy, I was running in a tizzy. I over-optimistically thought I'd get back to you, but I had seven other patients, too. One of them was bleeding in his pillow. When priorities were reckoned, it was you who came in second. First was all that I had time to do. Meanwhile, we're nursing as fast as we can. We're running with bandages and bedpans. Our patients are sicker, the discharges are quicker, the reasons are slicker why we can't afford more nurses who are nursing as fast as we can. More cuts in nursing are planned. Oh, our schedule's obnoxious and the pace is preposterous, and we're nursing as fast as we can. Your anxiety's legitimate, I'll grant. You've been admitted for a liver transplant. You watch the nurses scurry, everybody's in a hurry. You've just begun to worry that we won't have time for you. Our time is limited, you must understand. We can't write by you within our budget. Your insurance plan's so tight you can't even spend the night. We gotta send you home to do the best you can. Meanwhile, we're nursing as fast as we can. We're running with bandages and bedpans. Our patients are sicker, the discharges are quicker, the reasons are slicker why we can't afford more nurses who are nursing as fast as we can. And more cuts in nursing are planned. Oh, infection is spreading and mistakes we are dreading, and we're nursing as fast as we can. How can I forget the last verse? We worry for our patients, yes, we do. They come to us much sicker than they used to. We know we need trained nurses, but the bosses watch their purses when it's patient safety versus profit. We know what they do. Nurses who are registered must go. They hire nurses' aides because they're cheaper. We know for patients' sake this can be a grave mistake. It's a chance they take to save a little dough. Meanwhile, we're nursing as fast as we can. We're running with bandages and bedpans. What's in them is stinking, just like management's thinking, as our standards are sinking, while the risks we take are rising, like the salaries for those at the top. This misallocation must stop. Our superfluous superiors sit upon their posteriors in the comfy interiors of their offices and lounges while we're nursing as fast as we can. We must find a way to demand that patients won't be dying 'cause some corporation's trying to cut nursing as fast as we can. Single payer, still the only real plan.
Bravo. Gosh, you could hear that applause through the glass out in the other studio listening to you. You know, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, by the way, and that was Ann Feeney, along with Pickles. I like that.
And apologies to the Hello Quartet. It was your lovely polka that inspired me to take a crack at that, even though it's an awful lot of words to remember.
Well,
at the crack of dawn.
It's funny because what I was thinking as you were playing that, once again admitting that I have to have windows open sometimes. You know, when we had booked Ann and the Berrymans to be here to play live on the air months ago, when Ann got sick, I wasn't sure if she would be here or not. So I decided we would play some selections from some wonderful – Ann's played at least probably – over a dozen times here Saturday morning. So I put on the calendar the best of Ann Feeney live. Well, it's still accurate. and that's what, you know, it's the same. I mean, it is the best of Ann Feeney live. What a great song.
Well, that was written by a gal named Joan Hill from Seattle. We collected all the healthcare songs we could find for the trip, and nobody wanted to listen to 2 hours of songs about healthcare, we decided. So people got to do what they do best, and you'll get a chance to hear Pickles do something he actually knows before we leave today. That song was in just about every show. It was such a showstopper. People really loved to sing on it.
Did you do Punch It In or Your Nursing Heart?
Of course. And also National Healthcare Now. I'll never forget writing that song in 1991 for Solidarity Day, thinking, I'm wasting my time. As soon as Clinton's elected, we're going to get a national health care system.
And here we are. Actually, it's amazing how timeless, maybe sad, how timeless some of your songs, even the lighter-hearted ones. You remember the Nintendo song? It's still the same thing. Everybody wants the latest video game.
It's true.
We played After School early this morning, which I know is not yours.
That's Linda Allen.
Thank you.
Bellingham.
That bugged me all day. I love that song.
Oh, she's so great.
And, you know, a song about coming home, you know, to an empty house if you're younger. And you always have been able to write them as well as pick them, too, when you choose a song to play. Now, tonight, you can be part of what should be a great show. The Allegheny Unitarian Universalist Church is on North Avenue on the north side. It's one of the main
West
streets.
North.
Yes, West North Avenue. Only in Pittsburgh could you have a West North and an East North. West North Avenue. And there's lots of on-street parking. It's a historic, stone, beautiful building, good acoustics. It's very welcoming. You're not going to feel left out there. I'll make sure of that, as will the Berrymans and Ricky.
We have a great crew to welcome you and make you glad that you came. We'll be serving light refreshments. The doors open at 7:30, and it's at 416 West North Avenue. West North, if you're trying to think, I don't know which one that is. This is the same street. It runs past Allegheny General Hospital. It runs past the Garden Theater. And as you're heading toward Community College, you will see at the Allegheny Unitarian Universalist Church on your right-hand side before you get to Community College and while you're in the heart of the Mexican War streets there. So it's very easy to find, and it's a lovely, wonderful room to hear music
in.
Oh, it is,
yeah.
I've produced quite a few concerts there, and they've all been fantastic. And so you're very welcome indeed, and we'd love to see you there. As we mentioned, it's a fundraiser, so I think that we'll be able to take credit cards as well as checks and cash at the door.
Yeah, tickets. This is a charitable event. Tickets are $20.
I didn't know we could say that on
the
radio, when it's for a worthy cause.
When it's a charitable event, well, for this worthy cause, we're sure going to do it.
All right. Well,
it's. I could tell you were wondering about that. It's a $20 donation tonight.
But I want to talk for a minute about Lou and Peter and their work, because long before I met Lou and Peter, first, I heard Faith Petrick singing their songs.
Oh, I love Faith Petrick.
And she's the Fort Knox of folk music. Everything that she plays is just wonderful. And So, and she was talking about Peter and Lou Berryman, and I kind of imagined brothers.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. I figured that too. You know, Lou and Lou's a member of Ricky's Society of Men with or of Women with names that sound like they should be men.
So then I heard Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson, and they sang a Lou and Peter song, and this went on for a number of years until I thought, I've got to find these people because they were all different songs and every single one of them was just fantastic. Why Am I Painting the Living Room? A Chat with Your Mom. And eventually I decided to record A Chat with Your Mom and I still hadn't seen Lou and Peter. And somebody gave me a phone number and I assumed it would be the agent of the manager of the whatever that I would get some, you know. And of course, Lou answered the phone and Lou was a woman. So I was thrown out, and she has the most unusual voice. It's so instantly recognizable now, but if you haven't heard her voice, I'm not going to spoil it for you. She's just fantastic. But anyway, she told me that I needed to send her $50 to, you know, cover the mechanical license for the song, and she taught me so much in this phone call about how to record other people's songs and some great ideas on recording, and she was just so forthcoming and friendly and warm that it wasn't long after that that Calliope brought them to Pittsburgh. So I got to meet them and give them a copy of my recording of their song. And over the years, I've learned quite a few. In fact, there was a guy from Germany who came over and taught me before I met Lou and Peter. I met a guy from Germany, and he was singing When Did We Have Sauerkraut?
Oh, yeah. This is a song about cleaning out the refrigerator.
A song I've performed for years, too. But anyway, Lou and Peter have turned out over 30 years – literally, I wouldn't be surprised if it's hundreds of quality songs.
I know they have at least, I think, 10 recordings, and they're all
– 16.
Is it 16? Yeah, because I was looking in our library, and I stopped at 10.
They only do a CD when they've got 78 minutes of music to put in. You have as much as you can jam onto a CD. So, and Peter is so prolific. I don't know how your head can be so twisted and just keep twisting and twisting and allow you to keep seeing the world in crazy new ways all the time. But he's certainly one of the most gifted lyricists I've ever run into. Just brilliant, right up there with Yip Harburg and Cole Porter. He's elegant and stylish and hilarious and brilliant. And then Lou's music is certainly nothing to sneeze at either. She does all of the music. And I'm sure there's a little trade-off there on both scores. But their music is incomparable. Their blend, their comedic timing on stage is I'm old enough to say Burns and Allen, yeah. But I can't really think of anyone since that had that kind of elegance. They're just Lou's got a kind of Goldie Hawn quality to herself, too, I'd say. But anyway, they're just fantastic on stage and funny, brilliant, and you'll love them.
I'm glad you mentioned Yip Harburg because Ricky and I were just talking about Yip Harburg, who's a great songwriter. Most people know him for Over the Rainbow. But Lee Hayes quotes this little ditty by Yip Harburg that goes, "Democracy gives us a choice of which machine to vote with or which brand of razor blade you'd rather slit your throat with." And he's just a fun, fun guy. You're listening. That's the voice of Ann Feeney, who's here. I hate to call you Pickles.
You can call him Adam Moss.
Adam Pickles Moss. It's everything's green. Moss green. Adam is not green. And you're wearing green. Let me get your mic on here. I'm sorry about that. Are you going to play one alone?
Play one that you know, darling.
It'd be great because I was listening. We're listening. Adam is playing fiddle. And now, tell me, where is your home when you're not on the road?
He's always on the road.
I'm on the road a lot. I would say that I would guess Boston.
Boston,
Somerville, Massachusetts. Yeah.
Okay, so you're here today, especially for Anne. But you're playing. Where are you playing later?
I don't have a gig till the 19th in Boston.
Okay. Okay.
I had some time off. Thought I'd come out here. I had the opportunity. So.
Well, I'm glad you did. So, what are you going to do here?
Well, I guess I can play a John Hartford tune that I really like. called Long Hot Summer Days.
Doc Collis just had a,
the album. You know the track, right? Gonna pick up some of these empties just as soon as we know where they lay. Time for them a jolly and a leaving mind on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with a payout boat. Picking up barges on a long hot summer day. I got a gal in Pekin, and she's a good old gal, oh yeah. I'll bet she's a-sitting by her window fan on a long, hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with the payout boat, picking up barges on a long, hot summer day. Last night we had pork for supper. Today will be a chicken consomme with a fruit jar full of iced tea on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with the payout boat, picking up barges on a long hot summer day. Picked a man up in Beardstown when we come down yesterday. Gonna get off down in Alton on a long hot summer day. For every day work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with the payout boat, picking up barges on a long hot summer day. Oh, towboat picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
That's amazing. That's that can't be an easy song to sing. I wouldn't think, at least.
You just kind of do it, I guess.
And John Hartford, a great album called Mark Twang. Yeah. Which every song on that album's a winner. Well, just about every John Hartford song is a winner. But that's
album especially, yeah.
That's a fine, fine album. There's a few references to Pittsburgh on it.
And well, that song is about – I grew up in Peoria, Illinois. That song is about that area specifically.
Yeah. I think in Julia Bell Swain there's a reference to Pittsburgh. And, you know, you probably know this, but in case you don't, a lot of that album is on YouTube – with him performing it at a really small coffee house.
I'd like to see that.
And it's really delicious. I mean, he looks like he's in his early to mid-20s. And
he's older than that when that album comes out.
Yeah.
Because the very first job that I did with D.C. Fitzgerald was opening for John Hartford when he was out touring in support of that. That was what he opened the show with.
Yeah, that album's probably 75, 76.
Oh, it's that old? Okay.
You got me. I'll have to.
Anyway, he opened the show. I know he opened the show that we opened for him with that song. And it was the first I had seen him with the board. He was here with Joanna and his wife, and I took her thrifting earlier in the afternoon. She was a real thrift store diva.
Ricky's going to look that up for us.
Oh, dear. I hate having somebody fact-checking all of my lies.
No, she's fact-checking me. The thing, John Hartford played the Elizabeth Moose Club here in Pittsburgh, this little bitty, wonderful gem of a place. It wasn't that little, but would hold a couple hundred people. But, you know, imagine John Hartford playing in this intimate setting. And he started to play that song, the opening lines. And then he looked up at the audience and he said, "Are there any rivermen here?" And a few hands went up. You know, we're in a river town. And you should have seen the grin on his face. You know, folks that know it's not a tugboat, it's a towboat, you know. And it was just a delightful, delightful evening. And it made me feel good to hear you do that song because it brings back a lot of memories of that night. Here's a bulletin from Ricky. 1976, Larry wasn't too bad.
Pretty good.
Too bad. That's one of the few onions I know.
All right. I'm impressed.
Oh, don't be impressed at all. So tonight, I hope we're going to see you at the concert for Anne. I don't know if you wanted to do another song. There's room if you want to.
No, we can do a little one.
Just a little one. I hope please stop by Ann Feeney's website, fellowtravelersadvisory.com.
Right? Well, actually, I'm not even sure. That's a blog spot.
Yeah.
It's best to go to annfeeney.com and then just follow the links to my blog. There's a link from my guitar pick at the top of the page and also several other places on the page. But that's a good – please get on my email list and stay in touch with me.
I want to
– And if you can't spell my name and you don't know how to find me, you can just go to Google and type in Union Woman Hellraiser, and I'm the first thing that comes
up. Yeah. And when you think of Ann Feeney, I always remember just use every possible E when you spell her name, and you can't go wrong.
Actually, I showed up at a gig after telling somebody that, and there it was, F-E-E-N-E-Y-E.
But before you play, your sister is out there, and I wanted to thank her.
I want to thank her for driving me over here. I'll tell you, I'm not driving yet. That's my wonderful sister, Kathleen. She's been made so many trips up from New Jersey to take care of me while I've been ill.
And, Jan Boyd, who just lost her dad, our sympathy.
And her mom.
And our sympathy to her, but she's been had been producing some of your earlier blog entries, and I know there have been some other folks posting too. And there are a lot of people that are deeply appreciative of that, and I'm one of them, so thanks to them.
Yes. My dear caregivers are just incredible, Hillary Chiz and Rosanna Lane and Jean Clark. Oh, my God, what a friend. No one's had a friend like her.
Can I get a quick update on your kids?
Jan Boyd, yes.
For the audience too.
Well, my son Dan and his wife have given birth to a rather exceptionally beautiful little boy.
Except your grandma.
making me a grandma. They're living in Quito, Ecuador. She works for the United States Agency for International Development. Monique works for them. And my son is an international human rights lawyer, and he's the legal director of an NGO called Asylum Access down there and represents mostly Colombian refugees seeking asylum in Ecuador. They'll be moving somewhere next year, probably Serbia, but that means that they'll get 6 months of language training in Washington, D.C., so I'll have 6 months where my little grandson's not too far away.
Oh, nice.
His name is Sebastian. My incredible daughter, Amy, is a very gifted massage therapist, and she also does tour management and merchandise sales for several bands based in Austin and produces concerts in Austin and San Marcos. And she's here right now taking care of me. She's one of the most inspired caregivers ever.
Oh, so she'll be here tonight.
Yes, she'll be at the show tonight. She's going to do merch for the Berryman, so you'll get to see her and her role as merch queen. But it should be a fabulous, fabulous show. Like I said, the doors open at 7:30. The show starts at 8 o'clock. And we're at the Allegheny Unitarian Universalist Church on the north side. And that's 416 West North Avenue near the Mexican Ward Streets District. And we will be serving light refreshments. And we would love to see you all.
They'll probably be serving up a few politicians and issues tonight.
It's true, and our show will be hosted by the inimitable and the fabulous Larry Berger of the Saturday Light Brigade. So I suppose there are probably a few people out there that have never met you in person. This would be your chance to see what that mellifluous voice comes out of.
It's just – it's nothing. It's just a voice.
Yeah. Right. You'll be so surprised to find out that he's really just a disembodied voice coming out of a little tiny black box.
Well, Anne and Adam, thank you for being here. Adam, when you come through Pittsburgh, let us know so we can have you on to play. Yeah. With the group you're with or just solo. You're a talented guy and a real
treat. Oh, my, yes. And our friend
–
God, why is Trevor's name escaping me? What's Trevor's last
name?
Smith.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of those complicated names, hard to remember. Now, our friend Trevor Smith is coming in on the 18th with the Asylum Street Spankers, and that's a show not to miss too.
Yeah.
Here again, and this will close out our show. Thank you for listening today to the Saturday Light Brigade.
Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down. That picket line. Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. You law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote, and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks like us defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. Now the law's supposed to serve us, and so are the police. When that system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. It takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
And Adam, thank you. And come tonight and join all of us. Maybe Robert will be there.
It happened.
I hope so. It's at the Allegheny Unitarian Universalist Church, West North Avenue.
416 West North.
And please join us.